So our sugya is the sugya of smol, of the right hand and the left hand. And it's obviously a very complicated sugya with many different applications, especially halacha lemaisa. We actually, if you remember in the afternoon, we had this question come up, whether or not a person who covers their eyes for Shema should use their right hand or their left hand. So we had a lot of, we've had a lot of practical nafgamina of this question. We're going to focus on it today as it relates to our sugya here in the fifth parak of Yuma, relating to the Kaf and the Machta. But to introduce it, just to recognize that this distinction between the right and the left is a fundamental distinction in a Torah outlook. The pasuk says, we say it every day, Yemin Hashem Ose Chayo. So what exactly does it mean? Yemin Cha Hashem Nedori Bakoach, Yemin Hashem Ose Chayo. The Rosh Hashanah doesn't have a right and a left. So nonetheless, we saw already in the Ramban, in Torah Sashem Tumima, that Yemin and Smol are Musagim, they're concepts. The Ramban explained in the Torah Sashem Tumima, and we saw this, and we also see it in Rashi and Malachim Aleph and Perek Chaf Beis Pasuk Yutes, that there are Maiminim, there is this Koach of Yemin, and then there is a concept called Smol. So Al Pi Kabbalah, this is associated with a guf, a body. So it's Yemin Cha Hashem, the Yad Yemin of Hashem is expressed in the Yad Yemin of a person, and the Tzad Smol, whatever that means, Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is expressed Klapei the Tzad Smol. So the Yemin is associated with Chesed, the Smol is associated with Din, which we'll get back to a little bit later. But these are general concepts which are expressed through practical living. So it happens to be that most people are righties. So the question is, when we think about the requirement to use your right hand or your right side for something, why is that? What is the driver of that? Is it because for most people, the right hand is more chashuv? There is an element of chashivus. That is the dominant hand, and therefore it is most significant. Similar to the fact that smol docha v'yamin mekareves, that klapei shmaya, the koach of the yamin, is more prominent than koach of smol. Or is it that yamin has simply greater facility? It's much easier, and you're going to do a better job, generally speaking, if you write with your right hand than with your left hand. So we're going to require yamin because that has greater ease or greater accomplishment. Another way of thinking of this same question of how do you understand the tzorech, the need for yamin, is that we can think about this from the perspective of the maisa, the action. Do you need the yamin to execute a particular function? Or do you need the yamin because that yamin is the chepza, the item in which this action needs to take place? And this is articulated clearly in a small piece in Rav Lichtenstein Shiurim in Zvachim at page 265. It's the beginning of a longer piece, but he has a few pages on this din of yamin. And in this context, he wonders about the basic question of somebody who is a lefty. Is it the pshat that the lefty, his right is like everybody else's right? Or is it that, and we just don't worry about the fact that he's a lefty, except that, you know, he has certain limitations? Or is it that his left is like the right of everybody else? Or he simply doesn't have a yamin because he's a lefty? And he goes on to explain how this question is going to be looked at through this basic chakira about whether or not the tzorech for yamin or the chisaron of the iter slash the smol, is that because you need the yamin to perform a certain action, or you need the yamin because that is the nature of the chefza. Now that chefza might be a person. So this is probably, for everyone who saw that piece in Rav Chaim, and the piece from the Briska Rav that really go together, that for Reb Shimon, who is Mekel and Zvachim on the Yamin, he allows the small. So Reb Chaim, there, he suggests that the tzorach of Yamin is because you need Atzmo Shel Kohen. It's not because certainly when you're going to apply it to the Brisk Rav, it's not because this is part of the tzorach avoda. It's because the Kohen as a person, his physical person, needs to be utilized. And then the Brisk Rav is going to take this further and say that, well, when Reb Shimon does require Yamin, even the times when he requires Yamin, it's not midine avoda. It's because there's a particular local din for which you need the Yamin. And then Rav Lichtenstein is going to connect this to this whole question of Chalitza, about whether or not it's the regel Yamin or the regel small. That's not a din in the Maisa, that's a din in the foot of the person. So this is a second way of thinking about Yamin versus small. Is it a question of Chashivos versus Nochius, or is it a question of the Maisa versus the Chepza, and when is it that you need specifically something that's related to the Maisa, and when is it that you need something which is related to the Chepza? One way... Yeah, I'm going to give you an example. One way to understand this distinction between the Maisa and the Chepza, and the right and the left, the Yamin and the small, is in the realm of Tefillin. Obviously, this requirement for Tefillin has two aspects to it. One of them is Nitan to Shlichus, and the other one is not. So, in an average person, the Gemara Menachos has three explanations as to why it is that you have to put your tefillin, the average person, meaning right-handed person, you have to put on your left arm. The Gemara has three drashos. But that is understood that you are thinking about it both from the pe'ula side and from the chefta side. Meaning, I can designate you to strap the tefillin on my left arm, but I can't make you the mekayim of my mitzvah by putting it on your left arm. If my left arm is inaccessible, I can't put it on your left arm. Because there, the left arm is the chepta. The left arm is the place where the mitzvah is taking place. You understand the distinction now?
So that's really back to the coin. It's a mushal coin.
It sounds like from the Lashon of Reb Chaim, he's saying that the Yamin is indicative that you need his hand, you need the actual body of the Kohen with all the things that goes with that. That sounds like it's rooted in him as a person, that it's happening in his person. Same way that you put the tefillin on the left arm of the person, and that you can't deputize that. That's what it sounds like that Reb Chaim is getting at in that piece. Did you get the same impression?
Yeah. I mean, Reb Chaim is not talking about how well you do the avoda. He's not talking about any action at all. He's saying the reason why we darshan etzma the kohen to mino is whenever the Torah tells you you need a kohen to do something, so you need a connection between the kohen and the avoda, and that connection is only accessed through what we call yamin.
It's a condition of the person.
So that has nothing to do with what the right hand is doing. That has to do with what the right hand is.
It's a function of, the Yamin is a function of the Kohen as the Kohen. That's the assumption of that. Now, with that in mind, just, let's take it to the next step, but just keep those questions in mind when we apply this. And we're not going to do the Nafka Minas
Halakha.
So, okay, so say.
It says, which hand is the righter hand, which hand is the stronger, weaker hand? That's the Mitzvah of Maisa. And then there's, which is the hand that gets the watch?
Exactly. The watch goes on the hand, that's the Chepza.
It has nothing to do with what you're doing with the hand. Right, in fact, the hand is not doing anything. You're
right.
The watch on the hand.
It's the same as the tefillin, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
So, you should think about these two chakiras of chashivas versus nochias and maisa versus gava when you think about the applications to brachos. I saw this interesting tshuvas about whether the chasen and or the kala who are left-handed should consider switching, you know, putting the ring, using the right hand versus the left hand. Again, same kind of questions. Is it about chashivas? Is it about nochius? This might relate to the whole din al pi kabbalah, whether or not you emphasize. What's that? Yeah, I saw a tshuva in. Who has a tshuva about this? There's a big discussion of those brachos and benching about holding fruit versus holding a cup for breakfast and mazon. There's a tshuva in Or LeZion. I saw a tshuva in the. Let's see it. I think it was in the Deborah Tzimmer show. Hold on. Print it out. And then B'tzei Al-Chachma, in Cheleke Simen Lamed Vav, he has long arifas on this.
Constitution?
Yeah. So, what is the origin in a din for this halacha? So, on the books, this appears, the source of this is in the din of Mitzorah, where it has to go on Bo'en Yadu Ayimanis, Bo'en Ragol Ayimanis, that's in Vayikra, Yudalad, Yudalad. And the fact that somebody who is left-handed is unusual, that's in the story of Eyud ben Gera, when the Pasuk describe him as Ish Iter Yad Yamino in Shoftim and Perikimel Pasuk Tezvav. He's an unusual character because Iter Yad Yamino, his right hand is somehow impeded. So of course, we have many halachos that are going to emerge from this din in the Gemara. So the Gemara in Yevamos Kuftal Raman Aleph tells us that if you did Choltza B'smol, it's Psula because it's learned from Mitzorah. We mentioned that in Tefillin and Menachos, Lamed Vav and Beis going over to Lamed Zayin and Aleph. There's a Gemara in Sukkah, Lamed Zayin and Beis, where the Gemara in Sukkah says that you are supposed to hold your Dalet Minim, three in the right hand and one in the left hand, meaning your Lulav, your Hadassim, and your Avavos go in the right hand. And there's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch, what about somebody who's in Iter? The Gemara there says, because the Tlas Mitzvos, the three Mitzvos, they should go in your right. And take a look also in Hilchos Brachos. I mentioned earlier, it sounds like it might be, it's a question how you compare these. This is an Or Chaim Chelek Aleph Hilchos Brachos, the Chelek Beis, in Simon Reish Vav Sif Dalid, and Hilchos Brachos Amazon in Kuf Pei Gimel Sif Hei. But the most important thing for us is this idea in the world of Kavchin, that the Mishnah tells us in Bechoros, and Mem Hei on Beis, the Gemara there explains, that somebody who is an Iter is possible for Avoda. Notably, there the din is Iter, the din is Bein Beyad, Bein Beregel. You can be left-handed and you can be left-footed. I'm assuming this is true in the realm of soccer. I didn't Google this, but I suspect that if you Google, there are probably left-footed soccer players and right-footed soccer players. I'm sure that's true. That's what the Gemara is getting at. And the Gemara has a machlokas tanoim about Sholit B'Shtei Yadav. That's one marker in the realm of Kachim. Another one you saw in the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Chaf Dalid, the requirement for Yamin, what you mentioned before, of Etzba and Kahuna for Avoda. Now, it is important to note that clearly, sometimes you also use your left hand during Avoda, Vaharaya Chafina. You have to use two hands. No one's going to say that Chafan with using your left hand is possible. You have to use your left hand. So the Chazon Ish in Menachos in Simen Chaf Beis Os Zayin points out that sometimes that's the nature of the mitzvah, where the tzivui is you have to use both hands. So the volokach, the person has to take a full handful, two handfuls, so that's fine, of course. But what about these two dinim? The din, the first din of the Iter and the second din of the problem of not doing the avodah b'smol. Now, you might have thought that these dinim are not related to each other, because the first din, the din of the iter, that relates to the type of person. The fact that, generally speaking, this person, his left hand is stronger than his right hand. He's a left-sided person. That person is an iter. That iter, who's possible avodah, is possible to do the avodah, even if he does the avodah with his right hand. Because he is an Iter, he is disqualified. And the opposite case, the case in Tzvachim, is talking about a person who is a right-handed person, his right hand is stronger, but he does the Avoda with his left hand. So there, the action is taking place with the wrong hand. But these two are actually related. Each one has its own question, but those questions are actually overlapping. The Ran and Chulin in the Dapei Arif and Lamed Amud Aleph Dibur Maskil Umakshi. The Ran wonders this first case, the first category, the Gemara in Bechoros about the Eter. What is the nature of that psul? So the Ran gives you two options, and this is, of course, as you saw, a machlokas rishonim. The first option is to say that a person who is an Eter, he doesn't have a Yad Yamin. By definition, halachically, even though he has a right hand, but because his right hand is weaker than his left hand, that doesn't fulfill the requirement of Yamin. Yamin means a stronger hand, and since he doesn't have a strong right hand, so that simply lacks Yamin.
And both, it's right and strong. It has to be right and strong.
Well, the definition of Yamin means the dominant hand, and because the person is a lefty, he doesn't have the required dominant right hand. It simply doesn't exist. You can't say he has Yamin, because his Yad Yamin is not dominant. But Mela, there's no Yamin. Yamin is synonymous with dominant.
Dominant and right. If it's just been dominant, then his left hand is dominant, so he has dominant hand.
Meaning, the condition of Yamin as the dominant hand, right, that is the definition of Yamin. And if you don't have dominance in your right hand, you simply don't have a Yamin. And this is what the Ramban points out in Yevamos and Daf Kuf Dalet, that a person who his left hand is dominant is lacking Yamin entirely, which is why when the Shulchan Aruch quotes the din of Iter Biraglo, so Yesh Mishin is stopping Lomar She'ein Lo Takana. Now the Ramban here says the Sar Rishon is Ikar, but the idea is that according to the Ramban, since the Yamin must be the stronger side, if you lack the strong right side, you simply lack Yamin, and therefore you can't do Chalitza, because you don't have Raglo Hayamanis, which is learned from Mitzora. But the other way to learn this is not like Rashi and the Ramban. The other tzad in the Ran is that this is a Balmum. The person who is an Iter, we're talking about the person now, that person is a Balmum. And this is clearly the opinion of the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash and Perakhes Halacha Yud Aleph, where the Rambam lists among the psulim that relate to the Yad a person who is an Iter. So the Rambam understands that this person is a Balmum. So that's Chakira number one. This appears in the Ran. What is the reason for the tour, for the psul, excuse me, of the Iter? Chakira number two relates to the second case, the second questions, and we're going to put them together, but this is a separate Chakira that Rabbi Chanan asks in the Kovetz Yurim that you saw in Pesachim in Os Tesayin. Assuming the guy is right-handed, but the action is problematic. He does the Avoda b'smol. What's the reason that this is disqualified? Is it because it's a chisaron, a lack of the use of the yamin? Or because there is a psul of the use of the smol? And he points out that this is two deis in Tosfos in Chulin, Adaf Chaf Amud Aleph, where Tosfos discusses there the shechita b'shein, whereas two deis, whether or not it's a psul, it's a problem because it's a lack of yamin, or it's a separate psul, but you wouldn't have a psul of a lack of yamin if you didn't use your smol. Who brings up this same question? And who connects these two shilas to each other? The Tzavnas Paneach, this is in the Rogat Shavar, in the Mahadura Tinyana, in page Nun Ches, column Dalid. It's like five lines of just quick marmakomos. He says, the suffix about whether or not the din smol is a choser hefsher of yamin or it's a psul befoal, he sends you off the bat. He says look in the Ran, and then he says look in the Tosfos, a couple of marmakomos there, boom, boom, boom. He assumes these questions are connected, as does the Rabbi Lan in the Ha'aris and the Knesset Rishonim in Zvachim. I think I put that on the marmakomos. I think I did. Yeah. He makes the same point, that these two shilas are actually one shila. Even though they relate to two different things, one has to do with the person, the other has to do with the action, it's the same shila, it's the same chakira, with quite a few nafkamina. One nafkamina is our sugya. What if an iter tries to perform the Havoas Kafu Machtav. So if you're going to tell me that the Itar lacks a Yamin, well, it could be that you don't need a Yamin over here. Vaharai, you put the Kaf small. But if you're going to tell me that an Itar is a Baal Mum, so he's totally disqualified. So even if it's true that you don't have a Tzorah for Yamin, but you can't allow a Baal Mum, that's one Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina might be the Kasha, the Or Sameach. I think I put that also on the Mar Mekomos, where the Or Sameach asks the Kasha, why isn't the Itar Machal the Avoda? The third, Nafkamina would be the Tosefta in Zvachim and Hey Aleph. What happens if you have... No, it's not the Tosefta. The Tosefta is related to this. What happens... This would be the Nafkamina. Let's say you have an Iter and a Righty doing an Avoda, let's say Kabbalah, together. If it's a psul, if it's a Baal Mum, then it would be totally disqualified. But if it is just a Choser Hechsher, so Dal Mehacha, the Iter, and you do the Kabbalah with the Yamin. So how do we put these two Shitas together? So the first approach is that the Iter is Pasul because he lacks the Yamin, and that lack of Yamin is going to be a problem. The same way, you're going to say that smol is a problem, not because it is a davar haposel, but because it lacks the yamin. The psul is noveah from the chesun of the yamin. And therefore, when it comes to the chafina, since you don't need yamin, it would be kosher. But according to the second approach, the iter is a balmun. And you would connect that with the Rambam's opinion that the smol is a function of the same idea. Perhaps a raya to this would be that Tosefta and Zvachim in Perakei Halach Aleph, where it says that if you have two people doing it together, then it will be puzzle. So the first approach is about Choser Hechsher, the second approach is that it is a psul. If you assume, especially like the first idea, that it's simply a chisaron of Hechsher, so why is it that the din of smol should be din different than every other din? It is notable that when the Gemara here quotes it, zar onin shikar balmum, they go in one group, and then yoshev and smol go in a second group, which is interesting and noteworthy. The Gemara in Menachos and Da'afav, when it quotes the opinion of Ben Becerra, the first suggestion of the Gemara is that Ben Becerra's machshu the smol, because smol is different. Because smol is hutar b'chlolu b'yom ha-kippurim. So at least in the Havamina, which is going to be rejected, but at least in the Havamina, the Gemara has this idea that smol is a different kind of psul. So it might be a technicality that it's hutar b'chlolu b'yom ha-kippurim, but it might be a real fundamental aspect or expression of the fact that smol is different than the other psulim. When you have a psul of zar, onin, and shikor, those are psulim in the ma'amad of the Kohen, in the status of the Kohen. He's a Kohen who is disqualified to do the avoda. But smol, it's not that the person is disqualified, it's that he used the wrong part of his body. But be'etzem, perhaps, and it's interesting that if you look, the Kehilas Yaakov and Zvachim and Simen Yud Gimel and Osvav, he uses this idea, although he doesn't say it quite like this, he assumes that the psul of smol is a psul in the Tahalich. It goes back to that original Chakira of Maisa versus Chefza. He assumes that the psul of smol is only a psul in the Tahalich Va'avoda, but it doesn't create a psul in the Chefza. So Ayin Shem for his rayas and his background, but it's just worth thinking about this question of why is the psul of smol different than every other psul? Why is it that you have a chakira as to whether or not it's a choser hechsher or a posel? Why are we even discussing this? Because the nature of this psul may be different than every other psul. It's not a psul be'etzen. And that may relate also to the din of iter. Goes back to that first chakira of the Ram. It's the pshat of the iter that it's because he lacks a yamin, or is it because he's a balmum? These are all together. So now let's.
The Rambam did put it together with Yoshi and Hatita.
So
all three of
Right, but those three also might be, they might have some commonality there, that they're not a psul in the gavra per se.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's not like an unheard of phenomenon.
Right, exactly. Right, right. I'm just highlighting it here because when I came across that comment in the Kilas Yaakov, it kind of made me think about this exact point, that the reason why it's not, according to him, it's not chal and the chepta is because it's exactly this. So we have to figure out how it's going to fit with these other types of psulim, but in a chanami. So in our Gemara, we address this issue of smol in two different contexts. We had it first in Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara told us that you put the machta in the yamin and the kaf in the smol, and the Gemara was shocked. Yitziva ba'ara v'giur b'shmei Shmaya. So the Gemara gave us two reasons to put the machta in the right hand, either because it's much heavier than the other one, unless you have a particular size coin. It's much heavier, it's going to be difficult to carry in the left. And number two, it's hot. And then we get into Kipchis. That's the first Gemara. The second Gemara is here on Mem Chesed Aleph, going over to Mem Chesed and Aleph, where the Gemara first raised the question of Holacha b'smol mahu, and Rav Sheisha says, don't you see from taking the kaf b'smolo that it should be acceptable? And the Gemara says, no, absolutely not. The Gemara has a tiyufta and assumes that that's incorrect. So look here in the Tosfos Yontif, who wonders, how do you put these two Gemaras together? What was the Havamina of the Gemara over here? And what was the Havamina of the Gemara over here? So that's one thing you have to square away. He has an interesting, this is kind of like a methodological point. He says that, of course, this is not a sequential Gemara. It's just that earlier we quoted this discussion, later we quoted that discussion, but the Havaminas and the Maskanas don't line up. But then you have to look at the Rambam, because the Lashon of the Rambam, when he quotes the Maskana of our Gemara, is very significant. Kvar biyarnu shaholacha b'smol poselas b'dama kachim u'b'shar avonos. Rambam Hilchos Bias Mikdash told us that holacha b'smol is unacceptable, the Maskana of our Gemara. Lefichach, therefore, haya min hadin shiyolech hamachta b'smolo v'kaf haktoras b'yimino. Aval, he quotes the Gemara Mem Zayin, mipnei kovin hamachta v'ol chiyichama ein yechol lefsof b'smol ad b'smolo ad ha'aron. And therefore, you take the machta in the yamin and the kaf in the smol. So comes the Kesef Mishnah, the same way that the Tosfos Yeshanim earlier on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph asked on this Rambam, and they basically ask on the Gemara, how does this work? If you're telling me that the din of smol is still operative, so how could it be that just because of these ancillary concerns, you suspend it? Shouldn't it be a problem? So if you look in the Tosfos Yeshanim, and a similar Lashon in the Ritva, and similar in the second approach in the Kesef Mishnah, they say, well, since it's Efshar, you're going to have to take something in your smol. So, hachi, in the Lashon of the Kesef Mishnah, hachi achshir rachmana. And that is what we mean when we say in the Gemara, smol is hutar mechlolo b'yom ha-kippurim. That's the second approach in the Kesef Mishnah, which is what's consistent with the Tosfos Yeshanim and the Ritva on Mem Zayin. The first approach of the Kesef Mishnah is no. The smol is only a psul midrabanan, and you have to say that the limud is just an asmachta, which the Gevurah Sari points out here, that line of reasoning is difficult, because the Gemara there, two places, use this expression of hutar mechlolo. Well, hutar mechlolo, that's a din d'oraisa. So the Shagasari thinks that it's very difficult to say that this is a din d'rabanan. But if you say that it's a din d'rabanan, it's hey mamru behe mamru, so to speak. However, if you notice, in the Chibas Radvaz that we had in the Marmakomos, in Chelik Beis, in Simen, Tav Reish Mem Aleph, he has a little bit of a different formulation. Did anybody see this, Chuba? He sounds like the Kesef Mishnah, but not exactly. First he quotes the Heimamru Veheimamru, and then the second answer he gives is that they, the Chachamim, they were Mavatal Davar Torah V'kum Ba'aseh. And he quotes a Tosus, there's a Tosus in Ksubis that has this opinion. This Tosus, Rav Shechter quotes it once, it comes up once in a while in Shas. Tosus has a unique shita that Chachamim have the koach in certain limited circumstances to be Oker Dovman HaTorah Bekum Ba'aseh. So it's really interesting to think about that. If you're going with that original idea, the Tzad Mechakir, that this is a Dover HaPosel, so the fact that the Chachamim came over Oker Dover HaTorah, that's very difficult. You have to say that it's a choser hechsher. You have to say something like that. So it's noteworthy, this difference between the Radvaz and the Lashon of the Kesem Mishnah. The Kesem Mishnah's point was, Hachi achsher rachmana. This is a din d'oraisa, that it is allowed. The second line to say that, it's that I thought was very interesting. But now, we still are left with, okay, it's true that it's e'efshar and therefore a tuta mechlolo, but l'maisa, how did they take the kaf b'smol? Or what was the havamina that you were going to take the kaf, the machta in the smol? What was that? The havamina to compare them in memchas and beis. So the Lecha Mishnah says we had to, at least in the havamina, if you would have said that it's puzzle, you would have compared it to the holachas k'toras and dam. But l'viyam askana, Rav Soloveitchik wonders in the Shiurim, how do you square this Rambam? So even if you're telling me that you have this Suta Mechlolo, how does it make sense? Slash, he doesn't raise this question, but I saw others raise this question. Why is it that every time the Gemara says Suta Mechlolo, so Rashi says it's Suta Mechlolo, meaning the Machta Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim? So Rav Soloveitchik explains that there are two dinim which are happening here, and these two dinim relate back to the chakira that we wondered about. One is the din of the hava of Yom HaKippurim, which he already articulated and we alluded to earlier, is the full process of the Kohen Gadol going lefnai v'lefnim, including the haktaras haktaras, but also the havas hagacholim and the havas hakaf. All of that, the Knesa and the Yitzia, nafkamina for the Kol Adam Lo Yavu Ba'ol Moed. And then there's just the general din of Havas K'toras Shel Kol HaShana. So he makes the point that his grandfather already said there is no such thing as Avodas K'toras Shel Kol HaShana, but he says he's not so convinced of that. So even according to the Rush, that there is this din, it's not the same as the Havah of Yom HaKippurim. So his suggestion is that when Rashi says in those Gemaras and Menachos that it's Hutar Mechlolo, that's Hutar Mechlolo in the Hava in its entirety. But the second din of Ketorah Shel Kol HaShana, that is not Hutar Mechlolo. And that's what our Gemara here was trying to compare of Holacha B'Smol. So then he suggests, well, if it's not Hutar Mechlolo, if that din still remains, so how is it that it's kosher? So his answer is, you have to say that this hava of the Ketores, like the Rosh, not like Rav Chaim, it must be that it is a din of a choser hechsher. It's not a posel. If it was a posel, so in a chanami, it's not hutar mechlolo, and the psul should still exist. But since it's only a whole choser hechsher, you could still say it. According to Rav Chaim, it works out actually well. The Rambam, we said earlier that the Rambam, Lechora, if you put the two pieces together, that the Rambam thinks that it's a Balmum, he would say that the Psul Smol is a Posel. For Rav Chaim, that's very good, because for Rav Chaim, there is no Hava going on here at all, else the Ketores. The whole assumption of the Rav that there's a problem here is that the din of Havas HaKetores, which is Shava L'Kol Tor Kula, to other areas of Kachin, that's still extant. But if you say like Rav Chaim, that din doesn't exist. So it could still be a Davar HaPosel, but a Tuta Mechlolo, because there is no two dinim. The Rav's whole assumption here is that there's two dinim. But according to Rav Chaim, there is no two dinim. There's only one din of the Hava Klolis, and that Hava Klolis is Huta Mechlolo. So that Huta Mechlolo neutralizes the Tzad that it's a Posel. So it actually works out well for Rav Chaim.
Was he saying there that it's the small that is not
What's that?
I guess we'll do it for next week.
I'm looking at it now, it's on page Kuf Beis. He's saying that the holochas small is a problem mitzad the holocha itself, and since that holochas ketorah shalkola shana kula mitzad holochas akarban, probably both halves. I have to think about it some more, which is the emphasis. But this point, this whole discussion is going to be totally on that chakira that we raised earlier, whether or not smol, and by extension yamin, excuse me, by extension iter, is that a choser hechsher, or is that a psul? The one last point that I wanted to introduce here is that now that we've come to the maskana that we conclude that you're going to put the kaf in the left hand and the machta in the right hand. So what is the nature of that requirement? Is it because the tzura of the avoda now is that the kaf is meant to be in the left hand? And that's the proper way to do it? That's really what's driving it? Or is that the machta needs to be in the yamin? And that's the tzorech of the avoda. And the mela, the kaf is going to go in the left hand. The nafka mina might be if you swap it. Now the pashtus is that of course there should be no psul if you swapped it, because the mashmos, the simple understanding of the Gemara, is just to explain the motivation to put the machta in the right side from a practical standpoint. And the reason why you could put the kaf in the left side is because there's no standard, you know, there's no standard that you have to live up to for the kaf. An indication of that, if you look in the Or Sameach, he points out that the kaf of the ketores is never mentioned in the psukim. So since the kaf of the ketores is never mentioned in the psukim, there's no din that you need to bring the kaf inside. That's kosher b'smol. We downgrade the requirement for the kaf, and according to that, there is no real requirement. So it should be kosher if you switched it. That would be, if somebody asked you, what happened if you put the kaf in the right hand, you would think, of course it's going to be kosher. The kaf is the ikar, the kaf is the ketores, so of course it should be kosher. However, the Yerushalmi says that that's not true. Now, I struggled with this Yerushalmi. I tried to go through that ritvaz, there's a long ritvaz on the bottom a few times. I can't say that I fully grasp what's going on in that Yerushalmi. But the one thing that I did understand from that Yerushalmi, that it is puzzle if you change the order. And if you put the kaf in the right hand, the machta in the left hand, it's puzzle. So the question is, why? Is the psul because of the kaf side, or is it puzzle mitzad, the machta side? So, if you look here in the Me'iri says that the reason why you're supposed to put the gecholim in the smol is because the gecholim is just a hechsher for the mitzvah. And if you look in the Mikdash David doubles down even more, and he thinks that in the Havas HaGecholim there's no din avoda at all. That this is very different than the Rav's emphasis that all of the components of the Hava of the Knesa are part of the avoda. In the Mikdash David, he thinks that there's absolutely no kiyum at all. There's no avoda happening in the Gecholim. So if that's true, what's the pshat in the Yerushalmi that if you switched it, it's pasul? Well, it must be that according to the Yerushalmi, the kaf must be in the smol, and the Minchas Avraham quotes in the Brisker Rav that once Chazal established that it's Eifshar b'inyan acher, the Gzeras HaKasav is koveya that it needs to be in the smol. That's what the Minchas Avraham quotes in the Brisker Rav. So therefore, the pshat in the Yerushalmi that if you switch the left and the right, it's a problem, it's dafka because you are lacking the kaf and the smol. Now this idea fits very well with where we started. If you look in the Shemi Shmuel, which I printed out, I'm happy to Xerox it for you. The Shemi Shmuel In Vayikra, in Parshas Achrimos, in Shnas Tav Resh Pei Aleph, that's, we're in 2023, so that's 1921. So he says that Ketores usually comes after the Korbanos, like the Gemara says in Yuma, in the third parak, it's Kreva Bein Dam La'Ivarim. But Yom Kippurim, we put the Ketores first. So why is that? He says because Ketores is Miloshon Kishur. Right? The Gemara in Shabbos, Kitra is a knot. So the Ketores represents the Kesher between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that every day of the year, first we have to be Mechaper, we need an Avodah Saddam to connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on Yom Kippurim, when we are connected to Hashem Yisbarach for no reason, just because we're connected to Him, not because of our Zechuyos, so therefore the Ketores comes first. But now you can understand.
Who's my first?
Before the Zrika Saddam in the Lefnai V'Lefnim, first we do the Ketores. So he said, but now, he doesn't say this, but I heard elsewhere, maybe Rabbi Rosner pointed out in his shiur, he quoted from someone, Great Hara, obvious, it's a layup now, that if Ketores represents the Kitra, the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and on Yom Kippur, there's no Kategor, so where are you going to put the Ketores? In the small. You're going to bring it in the small to demonstrate that despite the Midas Adin, despite the small, we still have that Kesher. Good Hara. So it fits with the Brisker Rav. I don't know if the Brisker Rav would have said this himself, but we can say it. I'll pee the Brisker Rav, quoted by the Nechus Avram, that the din of the Yerushalmi is because you missed out on the opportunity to demonstrate the koach of the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even bevechinas small. That's what they say of art. Why is there a double nechama? Nachamu, nachamu, ami, yomar elokeichem. Because the chap is that the second nechama is nachamu from elokeichem, from the midas adin. So to get a nechama from midas rachmim, from chesed, okay, that's one nechama. But the ultimate nechama that the Rebbe was going to give us is even a nechama mitzad elokeichem, from the midas adin. So that's why it's in the small. That's option one. But option two is the Minchas Avram goes in a totally different direction. The Minchas Avram says no, and this is similar to the idea from Rav Soloveitchik. There is also an element of avoda on the Gechalim. And so it's not simply, even though the Gemara tells us from a practical standpoint that you need to put the Gechalim in the right hand because it's heavier and it's hotter, but he says, no, if you put the Gechalim in the small, then you're missing the din of Velokach Molo HaMachta. And the proof of that, and this is what you were discussing last week, the proof of that is the whole Havamina, the Gemara, that you could be Mefagel B'Shas Chafina, that there's a Psul Machshava. So you see, he says, it's kind of like the reverse of the Or Sameach. The fact that there's a Gzeres HaKasav of Velokach Molo HaMachta Gach Layesh, so that indicates that the Havas HaGecholim, that's an Avoda. And therefore, the problem of switching it over is going to be a problem of the fact that you put the Gechalim in the left side. So to summarize, we began with the overall question of what is the nature of Yamin versus Smol, thinking about it from the Chashivas versus Nochius, and then the Maisa versus the Gavra. We pointed out some of the cases in which this comes up in the Gemaras and in the Sugya and Kachim. We shared the basic Chakira, which both the Knesset Rishonim and the Ragged Shavar put together from the Ran and Chulin and Rabbi Chanan about the nature of the Iter and the Avodah B'Smol being a Chuser of Yamin or a Psul. We mentioned this question of how to understand the Gemara, the two Gemaras, how they fit together, of Hutar Mechlolo versus Midrabanan and the Rav's Pshat in the Rambam versus how that fits with Reb Chaim in light of the din of Choser Hechsher versus Machshava HaPoseles. And this last point, that the arrangement, according to the Yerushalmi, being essential, could be looked at both from the perspective of the Kaf, that it needs to be B'smol, or from the Machta, that it needs to be Bimin.